This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Piece of the Action. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you once again for joining me for another Action Movie Live Watch. My guest tonight is the host of a myriad of podcasts, both here on the Pop feed and over on the Wrestling feed, including shows such as The Great Debate, Blockbuster Rewind, Making Mount Rushmore, and Laughing Theater, to name a few. My guest tonight is Mr. Andy Atherton. Andy, how are you doing tonight?
I am great, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Myriad, great word. I would call it a plethora of shows, if you will. Just keep coming up with new ones, because some of them sometimes have to take hiatuses because of, you know, a pandemic. But no, thank you for having me on here. I appreciate it. I love action movies. I'm a fan of yours, and I'm really excited to be on the other side of a live watch podcast for once in a while. I have been on Jenny's show a long time ago, Freak Out Driving, so yeah, it's nice to just sit back and just give some commentary, so I'm happy.
Well-versed in the Live Watch podcasts you are, so thanks for joining me, Andy. Appreciate it, and why don't you tell the lovely folks at home what we're watching?
We are watching one of my favorite guilty pleasure movies, a movie that if it's on basic cable, pay cable, doesn't matter what it's on, if I see a scene of it, I will watch it. Mick Foley, back in his ECW stint, would call it a movie for guys who like movies. It is 1997's Con Air. Awesome, awesome action flick.
Second straight month with a Nick Cage movie here on Piece of the Action. I'm excited to watch this. I can't remember the last time I've seen it, so let's not waste any more time. We are paused at just about the five-second mark here. We're staring at the Touchstone Pictures logo. Currently available to stream on Amazon Prime and your various movie rental places. So let's do the countdown. In 3, 2, 1. All right, Andy. So the question I usually ask everybody to start this podcast is basically, what's your history with this movie? When was the first time you saw it? Stuff like that. So,
yeah, I definitely saw this in the theaters. Mm-hmm. Nick Cage action movie. John Malkovich, Ving Rhames, Dave Chappelle, Steve Buscemi. All great, great actors. And I've watched it lots of times. You may call it a myriad of times, if you will. Yeah, like I said, anytime it's on, I do get sucked in many times. Like one of those things, like, yeah, I have the TV on in the background. Maybe I'm doing some work. Maybe I'm, you know, doing stuff around the house. And all of a sudden, I'll see a scene. I'm like, all right, I got to sit down. I
got to watch it. Got to watch it for at least 10, 15 minutes just to see where it is.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So, like you said, starring John Malkovich and
Doing his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impression here in this movie.
So, this is 1997, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've seen it. Sort of like last month with Face Off. I mean, I know I have seen it, but I can't tell you the last time I did, and I don't remember much of it. So, very much looking forward to watching it this evening. As we see Nick Cage in wonderful military garb walking into a bar.
Monica Potter, who really she's had an okay career. Really thought she'd do more, but. And Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live is playing, which was kind of a little controversial because. And it plays later on, but it was actually Leanne Rimes, I think, who did it, I believe. I'd have to Google that, but they she wasn't big enough yet for them to have it on the soundtrack.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird one. I mean, Leanne Rimes' version was arguably the more popular one.
Yes, but. And I think Trisha Yearwood even said that she was that's she weird. Thought they should have used hers.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a you know, very simple story that we'll get into in a minute, but you know, a guy comes home from being on the, you know, in the military, and he comes to see his wife, and, you know, cars, drunk idiots in a bar. You don't have to do the math what happens here. Yeah, this is prime cheesy Nick Cage. That's what we're going to see as this movie goes on.
He's a regular hound dog. This unseemly bar fella.
Yeah, he's kind of like Cage. Kind of looks like some of the guys that were like the bar fellas in My Cousin Vinny. One dude who puts the chicken leg in his mouth and it just pulls it out with just the bone.
Looks kind of like a cross between Bill from True Blood and Gerard Butler, this guy.
Ah, yes. And Cameron don't like anybody talking, you know, nasty to his woman.
So did they mention which branch of the armed
forces? He's a ranger. He's an army ranger, I believe.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
Which, you know, clearly those guys can't read because it says ranger on his on his uniform, and I wouldn't fuck with a ranger, basically. Well,
apparently, I can't read either because I didn't see that. So.
Yeah, I forgot what state they're in. I think they're down south because he has an accent.
Yeah, I think you're right. That much I remember. Hey, Gomer.
Yeah, you kind of don't do that.
Yeah, that's not a smart move.
You should listen to his wife. Oh, you don't do that.
this won't end well.
Yeah, it won't end well for one of them.
So this was released, like you said, June 6th, 1997, on a budget of $75 million, and it made $224 million at the box office.
Yeah, this was big, pretty big at the time.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Cage was on the rise.
Yep.
I mean, he was more known of a comedy guy at this time. He hadn't done much action. Yeah, he stabbed a guy or killed him, whatever he did.
Well, that's probably bad. Yeah, this in Face Off right around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he had done Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yep.
Guarding Tess. Oh, God, that was a terrible movie. but then he started turning it around to like drama and action with Leaving Las Vegas. He did The Rock. I mean, look at this: The Rock, Con Air, then Face Off.
Oh man.
City of Angels. No, thank you. But then he had Snake Eyes, and then Gone in 60 Seconds, and then A Family Man, which was a crappy movie.
And I think 8mm was around there too.
Yes, 8mm was in that stretch. So, yeah. So here he is in court, getting convicted for being a lethal weapon. So
for stabbing a man in the rain,
defending his wife's honor. Of course, she's pregnant. It turns out to be Casey Poe.
Late title card.
Yes. Such a.
I love that logo. It's so great. Oh, it is. I mean, most Nick Cage movies have a cheesy premise. I just watched The Rock last week. rest in peace, Sean Connery. You want to talk about a movie with a cheesy premise?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Mike Kelty Williamson, who everybody knows as Bubba from Forrest Gump. He's been a bunch of things, that guy. Very under-the-radar actor.
Nick Cage with long hair. Kind of unsettling, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's not a great look for him.
No, not at all.
Ugh, snowballs. Ugh.
Yeah, is that all they have in prison? I'd rather eat nothing.
I know. Ugh, I, it's like that scene from Zombieland. I hate snowballs. Not as much the taste, but more the texture. I think it's both for me, actually.
No, Danny Trejo's in this.
Oh, great character actor.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good.
I mean, he's here. They basically check all the boxes.
Yep.
For in terms of the variety of prisoners we're going to meet on Con Air. You know, you have your black militant. You have your nut bar. You have your Hannibal Lecter type. You have your like Latin King, I guess, kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah, kind of. That's what we'll meet later on. And there's Cameron working out, getting buff.
doing his chin-ups in his prison cell.
And then he's making the most of his time there. Learning Spanish.
He does pull off killer rather well, does Nick Cage. This yeah. look, it's something.
Oh yeah. Those are oof, God, look at those push-ups. Handstand push-ups. No, I couldn't do those when I was in shape in my 20s.
Shit, I can't do a regular push-up, never mind one of those.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's kind of a sweet thing, though, for him, like, trying to get back to his daughter. And,
yeah,
you know, he doesn't want her to, doesn't want to meet her while he's in prison. Doesn't want her first memory of him to be that, you know.
Right. Ooh, an origami yeah. book.
Oh. Who doesn't want to learn how to fold paper?
Yeah. What else is he going to do? Yeah. Really? I mean, it's only so much.
Yeah. Well, look at that. He made himself a, was that a swan or something?
Yeah, swan, goose. That's a weird looking book. What the hell was that? Like a dictionary? It's like something out of like Evil Dead. It's the Necronomicon or whatever.
Yeah, or like one of those books from Harry Potter.
Hey, we will not be speaking of Harry Potter on this here show.
Oh, I apologize. Sorry. I apologize to Sean Kidd as well, by the way. He's not here. It's a nice letter from Casey Poe. Hey, son. Oh, the bunny. Bunny, that's going to be a big thing in this movie. Yeah, and trying to find Baby O is kind of shitting on his present there.
What's with the dice? They've showed like the dice like four times, the die like four times.
Oh, maybe he's a gambler. I don't know. Maybe he likes to play craps in his, you know, while he's in there.
It's sweet. They've showed like four shots of it. Like, I almost wonder if it has to do with something later on. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, the things you notice on these watches, because you're not listening to it, you actually kind of notice some things.
Yeah.
More. Oh, that's the old screenwriting thing, too. You don't show a gun in Act 1 if you're not going to fire it in Act 3.
Right. So. Is showing die on screen a Jerry Bruckheimer trope that we just don't know about? It's like Tarantino with the feet.
Oh, God, feet. No, thank you. Margot Robbie, fine as shit, you know, beautiful, talented actress. And when she put her feet up in, you know, what the hell was that movie? The Hollywood?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I was like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, it was a Tarantino movie. You knew it was coming at some point. It was just a matter of when.
Great name for the plane, the Jailbird. John Cusack, who we're going to meet in a minute, he hadn't done a lot of action at all.
No. Really.
I mean, I don't know if it was not High Fidelity. The one where he goes back to his reunion. I'm trying to think of that movie now. Where he plays a killer or something, or a secret agent, a bounty hunter. Let's see. I'm trying to look that up.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest. Not that I'm not the biggest John Cusack fan. I just don't know his. I just don't know his movies all that well.
Yeah, yeah. It was Gross Point Blank.
Oh, okay. Yep, I've heard of that. But
yeah,
I think the only movie I've seen him in besides Con Air, obviously, is. What was that Stephen King movie he did like 10 years ago?
Oh, God. I couldn't tell you. I mean, you ever seen like Better Off Dead or One Crazy Summer, any of those movies?
I may have. If I have, they weren't memorable to me.
Oh, my God. Oh, those are so great.
Yeah. Huh. 1408 was the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, and he was in 2012. I saw that too. All right.
Hey. Yeah, I saw that. I'm trying to forget that.
I think that movie was forgotten by 2013.
So. Yeah. Here's Vince Larkin, a John Cusack.
He still looks the same now, Cusack. He doesn't age.
Now, that woman there, that she played Linda in The Wedding Singer. I couldn't tell you what her name is.
Oh, I did.
That's the bitch girlfriend of of Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay. Yep.
What leaves him at the altar? And there's Cole Meany. He's such a dick in this movie. He's so good.
The license plate as kicker.
Yes. The midlife crisis car right there.
You know, it's a cool license plate because ass is spelled with a Z.
Anytime you put Z in place of an S, you're cool.
That's right.
Just ask WWE.
It was the 90s.
Boys.
That's right.
Now, if you're on parole, would you hitch a ride on Con Air to go home?
No, thank you. I'll stay here. You let me know how the prison plane works out. I'll be on the next one if it works out well.
Oh, that's right. One of the subplots of this movie is the drug cartel guys on the plane. Mm. And they want to put this guy on there to, get close to him.
That guy in the front could pass for Raul Julia.
He could. Yeah. He goes and fucks everything up later on. Yeah, so this is a good, basically bickering the entire movie, these two.
There's a lot of actors in this movie who look like other actors. That guy looks like John C. Reilly.
Oh, Colmeany? Yeah, kind of. He was on another good action movie, which hopefully you'll do at some point, Under Siege.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a great movie. Oh, my God. Tommy Lee Jones is so fucking good in that movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even Steven Seagal. I'm just a cook. Yeah. And you get to see Erica Eleni action yums, so...
Seagal has his moments. His moments of good. He's like Van Damme. Van Damme has good stuff. Most of it's bad, but he does have a few good ones.
Yeah, he's got no guns on the plane. And this dipshit agent like sneaks one on and leaves everything to shit.
Imagine if this actually happened in real life, some sort of prison plane. My God.
I love some of these backstories. Bad Billy right here. It's kind of like this is your roll call.
Billy Bedlam.
Catches his wife in Vendee, drives four towns over and kills her whole family, basically.
Even the dog.
Ah, one of my favorite actors, Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames.
This is young Ving Rhames, too. Yeah. This is a Nathan, the hell is this? Something dog. Diamond Dog, yeah.
Yep, Diamond Dog.
One of my favorite Ving Rhames roles actually is in Striptease. We play that great bouncer in that movie.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in that, what was that? There was a boxing movie he was in 10, 15 years ago that was really good, that I liked a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, Pulp Fiction.
Now, this was a surprise because Malkovich hadn't done anything like this.
No.
He was like one of those weird actors just to me. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, who is this dude looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin?
It's out of character for him, for sure, when you look at his other movies that he's done.
Yeah, but he does show, because he's such a crazy asshole, really, in this one. I love how they're checking him.
Checking his teeth.
He's a poster child for the criminally insane. Got white up sociology majors here. What's going on?
What's going on over here?
Colmeany does a pretty good American accent, too. Yeah, they're putting them all in their little spots on the plane.
They look like kennels.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle. There he is.
Pinball. Not. I was talking about this with Glennie. We just watched Robin Hood Men in Tights, another Dave Chappelle. We pretty much have covered almost the entire Dave Chappelle filmography between those two movies. We just have to watch
that. You got to watch Undercover Brother.
And Half Baked, and then we're good.
I will defend Undercover Brother until my dying day. That is a funny ass movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen it all the way.
Oh, it's so good. I just watched it a couple weeks ago. It's so good. It's like shockingly good, given the story and everything.
Well, yeah. I'd like to crush his larynx with my boot.
Ooh, that's a temperature scanner, true to life. Topical. Weeping Mama of Christ.
As long as you know, I'll be getting that back at some point. This guy's a
dick. You know, when we, if we can get a little inside baseball for a minute, when we watch these movies, we have them on mute and we have subtitles playing. And just looking at that old man, you can tell he has a Southern accent. You can hear his voice. You can hear his voice without hearing his voice.
Oh, shit. I thought you were somebody else. Yeah, he's just looking at him. He looks like a dick.
God, Dave Chappelle is like 17 year here. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, Nutty Professor. That was another one he was in, where he plays that comedian.
Oh God, that's right. That was Dave Chappelle, wasn't it? Huh. Oh man. What's with them checking everybody's teeth?
You never know what they could hide in here. Seriously, they could have a little pin or something they stuck in their their cheek, and they, they could, undo their cuffs. I mean, look what happens when you see Dave Chappelle. You know, he has stuff hidden in his stomach that he swallowed. You'll see. He's basically telling this guy, I'm gonna fuck you up later. Just don't. It's nothing personal. I love this line. Nothing. I'm just a manual cage. He's like, we got some celebrities.
Two hard copies
and a genuine. Well, see, kids today watching this will be like, what is Current Affair? And
oh my God, Hard Copy is a show I haven't thought of in so long.
And Geraldo.
Oh my God, my parents when I was a kid used to watch that show every single night. Oh my God!
Gag and bag this Nazi.
Gag and bag this Nazi muffin.
Oh, nice back elbow there. Oh,
Jesus!
Oof! Just fan up being on there. Just gotta, and now he's got to, get his mouth taped and get a bag over his head.
Your testicles will become my personal property. Here's Danny Trejo.
Johnny 23.
That's a great criminal name.
One heart for each of my bitches.
Jesus.
Such a scumbag.
Call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth. This guy seems bad.
Of course, Cyrus, who's done so much bad shit in his life, is just like, I despise rapists, but in your case, I'll make an exception. You're a means to an end.
Stewardess. Oh, that's good. That was a less good line. Yeah. Malkovich had a much better line.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
He's got a pin in his own stuff. Sewn into himself.
It takes a lot of skill to be able to rock the Brigitte Nielsen haircut in 1997.
Oh, yeah. I think she looks better there than she did in Wedding Singer.
Yeah, probably.
Well, she was such a bitch in that movie that you just...
Yeah, I mean, anyway. That has a lot to do with it. Well, that's upsetting.
I mean, well, look, you want to get out of prison, you do what you got to do, I guess.
That man has no blood. And there goes the prison plane.
Hopefully sterilize those things before they insert them in themselves.
I'll go with no, but...
There's Dave Chappelle regurgitating.
Guy on the side just staring at him.
He's like, I'm good. Shh.
Jesus.
poor Baby O. All the entire movie is just trying to get a shot. he's a diabetic.
Jeez.
Hey, Chief, come out of this. Don't hold a grudge. I don't know. I've never been good at lighting a match on something that wasn't like, you know,
yeah, the strip. Sure. Yeah, same. He just lights the man next to him on fire. Like
he spontaneously
combusted.
He's a witch doctor. I seen that shit on the Discovery Channel.
It's like the drummer from Spinal Tap. He just went up into flames. I had nothing to do with it.
Why he was saying YMCA because the guy's an Indian. Oh, Billy Club right there.
Oh, God.
And Cameron's trying to get up to help, but nope.
Weird. There's chaos on the prison plane. Who could have possibly foreseen this coming?
Oh, there goes the insulin. Get off my insulin, man. Like, he's going to get off the ground.
Ving Rhames stabbing a fella.
Oh, he's getting tased.
He's getting tased.
He's like, come on. He's waddling around.
Jesus.
Cameron can't help himself. Oh, there's a gun in the lockbox.
Note to self, prison plane, bad idea.
Yeah, that's a, you know.
Oh, God.
I thought Delta Song was bad. Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, that's a unfortunate. Oh, the Nazi gets shot. Unfortunate. Oh, and there goes the co-pilot.
Well, now that wasn't very smart. He's the pilot.
Everything's under control. Say it or I will kill you.
That is a good point. Without him, you do have nobody to fly the plane. It's a very good point.
Oh, come on. Didn't y'all see Snakes on a Plane? Kenan Thompson's character just played like Flight Simulator. That's a bad movie. I don't know whose pod that would fall under. Would it be yours or mine? Because it's so bad, it's funny.
Well, Snakes, horror. Huh?
Yeah, but just stupid.
Yeah, I know, but I could see it fall under all three.
Really. Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, freak out, piece of theater. And the cons have taken the plane.
What happened? You had a bad idea, that's what happened.
Just a little ruckus in the plane. It's like a little ruckus. What do you mean?
Everything's fine. There's just a mutiny on the prison plane. That's all.
Almost like Han Solo. We're fine. We're fine. Everybody's fine. We're fine. How are you? Uh-oh. Here comes Billy Bellin. Uh-oh.
Jeez. Nick Cage hasn't done anything in this movie. He's just sitting there.
Well, he's got shackles on, so. Uh-oh. Well, he found some insulin, but he ain't got no needle.
Oh, there he goes.
Uh-oh. I can't allow that. Ugly all day.
Jeez.
Not here, not now.
John Malkovich being the voice of reason.
Every time I see something named Cyrus, I always think of the Warriors.
Yeah.
Cyrus.
Start clinking bottles.
Uh, Yeah, Benson, Carlson, Popovich.
Carlson, Popovich. Ving Rhames magically recovered from being having the life tased out of him.
You lost your mind? According to my last psych evaluation, yes. That's not what we're talking about here. There's, you know, the really bad guys, I guess, have the orange jumpsuits, and the other guys just have the blue.
It does appear that way. I think that's why it says separate on their on the orange.
Oh, okay.
They I can't be. They, yeah,
they don't I play noticed well.
That beginning. No, no, apparently not. Which begs the question: how do they divide it? Because Danny Trejo is wearing the jeans suit, and you'd think he should be in the orange.
Well, I don't know how many are really in the plan. This guy's an idiot. So,
yes,
so you take a prisoner hostage with other prisoners. Like, they give a shit about this guy? he should have waited till they land in Carson City.
Yeah, really. This was a bad idea to do it at this point in time.
Yeah, I didn't really have good timing.
No, not quite. God, that long hair on Nick Cage is throwing me off. It's weird. And the beard and...
Uh-oh. This is going to go down. All right, I'm backing up. All right, stay back.
Cowboy.
Very tense situation here on the plane. Ooh.
Ooh, hello.
That dummy. Oh, well, bye-bye, DEA guy. He's like, he's just like, I told you, you schmuck.
Oh, that was great.
Now another prisoner's got a thing.
My name?
My name? Poe. Nice work, Poe. It's like, I'm in with Cyrus.
Cyrus, the damn virus.
I got the good news. Found the prisoners getting off. And this is,
this dead fellow happens to be Benson.
This one with the bullet in his forehead is Carl. And
this monkey is dragging in Popovich.
What they say, he bought a sweepy fuck. You really didn't mean that stuff you said about me, did you?
Yeah. Well, boy, it appears they have a problem.
Yeah.
They're in a bit of a pickle here because there's three dead people on this plane, and they're all supposed to be alive when they land, so...
It's a bit of a quandary.
It's almost like a prison plane was a bad idea. Who knew?
Yeah, again, yeah, we're going to be... I think that's going to be a common theme. Now this is their chance to get off if they disguise themselves. Oh, sorry.
Whoop.
There we go. We can get off.
Jeez.
We'll bring you a phone book and call the Affirmative Action Office. This plane won't leave Carson City. Yeah, see? Fist bump tells you the plan's going to work.
Almost as good as the Predator handshake.
We could use the pilot. Who's going to fly the plane?
Is This pilot is remarkably calm, considering what's going on.
And there's a sandstorm. That just works out perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he needs to lay off.
The hair and mustache combo.
Yes.
Holy Moses.
There they are in Cyrus's shell here. Shell.
This guy looking at the powder as if he knows what it is.
You know, I think he's friggin' William Peterson on CSI here. They just have a Who song playing.
Put on the sunglasses with an explosion behind him.
Yeah, they're, oh, there goes Nick Cage.
Sudden impulse to squeal like a pig.
Yeah, he's not going to, you'll just scream to high hell. I won't stay on. I'll change my mind. And an umbrella drink. You got 15 years? Fear of freedom, I guess. Maybe that's a real thing. Pick out a guard. There goes my plan. I guess I gotta stay on the plane now.
He's just searching this random dead body. No respect for the dead.
No. Just take his clothes, man. Come on.
Boy, that warden sure looks like he's been through hell, huh?
Told you I'd be getting that back. My mama lives in the trailer. I just saved your life. A friend of mine used that line on his wife once. He woke up, I guess. I don't know. He was, like, kind of out of it. He heard, like, half awake. And he saw, like, he heard her ruckus coming from the bathroom. And it's, like, 4 a.m. He goes and he kicks down the door. And his wife's there in there using the bathroom. And she, like, looks at him and he goes, I just saved your life.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, what the hell did you smoke that night?
Yeah, really.
Anarchist cookbook.
Anarchist cookbook.
I don't know if they still do. They used to sell that in like Barnes and Noble. So.
Yeah. Flying right through the sandstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Prisons.
Yeah,
oh, and there's the Bureau of Prisons. So good.
Which one's higher then? The Department or the Bureau?
That's a great question.
Oh, there's Swamp Thing. Another great character actor, MC Gainey, Mr. Friendly in Lost. And he's been in a lot of stuff, actually.
He wants his daughter's picture. You shit eating peckerhead.
And he just, guard is all gagged.
Praying for the best, hoping they don't see. Like, do they not have IDs on these people?
It's the bracelet. That's what it is. The barcode. That's what they're going by.
I know, but you'd think. I mean, I know it's a sandstorm and everything, mm-hmm. but.
Spitters and shitters. My God, it's friggin' Steve Austin. I'm sorry.
He really does look like.
They're like, get on the plane. They took the plane. He just shut up, you dumbass. Let's get the fuck is it down. Hey.
He's the type of kid in the middle of class who would ask the teacher if we're getting any homework.
Probably. Okay. That's why they had no use for the pilot. They have a pilot waiting.
Apparently this guy knows how to fly a plane. All right. What a coincidence.
He knows how to take out the transponder. It's a lot of wires right there.
Yeah, that sure is. Did he learn how to do that in prison? Or
someone tells me he knew how to do that before prison. Oh, there goes pinball. Oh, gotta take my lunch. Man, you can't see nothing there. This is one more ingenious thing. Uncle Bob, scenic tours here. Oh, poor Uncle Bob.
Sure, I'll take this plane.
It's gonna get the shit scared out of him. Like, how you doing, girl?
What am I doing here? Standing next to this plane, all suspicious like? Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Department of Erection. These prison guards aren't too bright here.
No, not quite. Mr. Cusack, however, yeah. He's got his pulse on things.
Garland Green. There we go. We got a good old Hannibal Lecter ripoff here. Oh, there's a lot going on there. Very secure.
Yeah.
He's the only one with a white suit.
Apparently, he's very dangerous.
That he is, and he's little Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. How dangerous could he be? It's Steve Buscemi.
It's crazy eyes. The Marietta Mangler. Skinny little man butchered 30 people.
We're supposed to believe that Steve Buscemi murdered 30 people. Come on.
Well, he's on the right flight. It's pretty size. I've seen about 5 to 10.
5 to 10. Oh, he's getting something.
Oh. Meat cars.
Ooh, he's cracked the code.
Meat cars. Where is meat cars? Meat cars. Uh-oh. That's where my plane is landing. Oh, shit. Very important, guards. Don't touch anything.
You sit on your hands.
So what happens?
You touched it.
Down and the opposite. What are you doing? Just leave it alone. Larkin's like, oh, shit.
Does not follow directions.
There's the bomb. Ooh.
Whoops.
Yikes. That is... That just missed.
Does not follow directions. It's going on your permanent record.
Yes. These guys are just spazzing out here. Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, here comes the tape recorder. And it just happens to roll out perfectly and hit the guy in the... What are the chances? That was one magic loogie. Yeah.
Back to the left.
Like, come on. Nope, there goes Bureau of Prisons.
Bureau.
I'm confused with the Department of Prisons.
Oh. As part of the prison sector, I understand.
Call the marshal's office. They have to make it look like they're leaving here. Code Red. His face is like...
The guards aren't guards. Shit.
It's like, con, stall them.
This is one hell of a sandstorm.
Yeah. Cyrus is like, oof!
Jeez.
It's right in the head. Just messes him up. Let's go.
Time to go. Thank goodness someone knows how to fly the plane.
I know. Uh-oh. Pinball's going to be left behind. Flying book. Thank you. I'm here all week. Coach, the guy he burns. He's like, nah, I'm not going to help you.
No, no.
Get sucked up in the wheels. Now you can celebrate, Curly.
And
he took the plane.
Escaped.
No, there's Uncle Bob.
Yeah, they'll never forget this day. All right.
Then there's a our drug lord here. We're indeed. He's like, oh, I took care of that. Are you sure it's safe to fly on this? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now they know. Sims is dead.
What happened to him? Well, you know, it's a weird story. I told him not to touch anything, and
yeah, he brought a gun on the plane. I told him not to. What kind of Keystone Cops operation are you running here? You broke the rules. Uh-oh. We're gonna have a little dick waver contest here. Between Larkin and Malloy.
Let's work it out. Now shake hands.
Hug it out, bitch.
Hug it out.
What's the plan? Do you have a plan? I don't have a plan. We never thought this was going to happen. We better start contemplating.
Well, you guys really didn't think this through, did you?
The situation needs to become unfucked.
Who would have thought that 100 prisoners on a plane could have possibly taken the plane over and caused mass hysteria? I would have never seen that coming.
Nobody. Nope. Yep. They shouldn't shoot the national treasure like this. Love your work. Even Diamond Dog's like, yeah, I'm not sure about this.
It's Steve Buscemi. You'll be fine.
Yeah. You take shits bigger than him, Ving.
God, that haircut. Oh, my Lord. That is a serial killer haircut. Let me tell you.
That is. Well, looks like they're going over the Grand Canyon now.
Pinball didn't make it. No, remember when we ran over that bump back on the runway?
Too bad I like pinball. I want to know what the plan is.
Well, we don't have one, but we're open to ideas.
Yes, I copy. Oh, this is a great exchange here. He's such a dick. He's like, I'm so sorry about your associate. Scarecrow man peeing himself. Hey, I don't like him. He speaks again. This conversation is terminated. Good. I'll talk to you. Here are the rules. One of the
she told you to be quiet.
It reminds me of like in Pulp Fiction. Vince, shut the fuck up. You're lying, Cyrus. So are you.
Well, don't throw the phone. That's probably expensive.
Lerner Airfield. Bye.
39 minutes from anything resembling authority. How does that work?
Oh, there we. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Poe. I love it. This guy's another one of my favorite character actors. Name's Grant, U.S. Marshal Service.
Slight problem on your husband's flight. Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah, he plays, what's his face? The guy who discovers the wonders and that thing you do. He's been some other stuff. Yeah. He's like one of those guys, like he's one of those, hey, it's that guy.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I've seen that, too, a couple of times, and it didn't ring a bell.
Yeah. Well, I have one of those kind of like memories for somehow, for some reason I have actors and I recognize them. Really, if I had that for other things, I'd probably do a little bit better.
And we all have stuff like that. Remember stupid shit about nothing that means anything to anybody up besides yourself.
Yeah. It's pretty true. Somehow they managed to get every creeping freaking universe on the same plane.
Now, Nick Cage looks perfectly fine, and he looks like hell.
Well, this guy, he needs his insulin.
Good God.
He's like, hi, Garland.
Hi. He's just staring. Hi. I wasn't listening or anything, but...
They figured out that they actually have a good guy on the plane. Well, yeah, at least they got that going for them, which is right.
These are interesting facts, I agree.
This guy's a criminal murderer.
This guy's unreasonable.
Yeah, it was in a thing. It was in a bar. He was defending his wife. Come on, don't be a dick.
Yeah, really. This guy acting like he's a mass murderer or something. Relax.
Well, he's just a little, a little uptight, this guy.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, he's on a little bit of a power trip, a little power hungry. I'd say he had Napoleon complex, but he's not short enough.
I quote, any means necessary. There you go. Chris Ellis is the actor's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's also in Armageddon and Transformers.
Huh.
Apologize if you hear my dog snoring in the background. He always picks record when I start recording with somebody to saw on logs.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes with my dogs. They usually end up just making noise as soon as I hit the record button. So
don't do this. They're gonna so basically they're arming their choppers and they're going after the plane.
I like this idea. This is a great idea.
Yeah, nothing could go wrong there.
Oh, heavens no. We have to change aircraft.
Thank you and have a pleasant flight.
The landing gear ran all the way up. It's because you ran over pinball with it.
Yeah. The hell do I know about landing gear? Poe.
You look like a guy who knows about airplanes. Get over here.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to kind of wave this gun just to make sure you go down there. You
understand what I mean.
Yeah, because it shouldn't be hard to figure out.
Oh, no. Anybody can figure out how a plane landing gear works. Oh, there we go.
There's pinball.
Well, there's your problem.
He did. Hey, look, that's my stuff.
Body in the landing gear. It'll do it every time.
Oof. I don't know if I would be freaking out or about that flight.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hurry up. Come on, man.
They like to have fun here.
Yeah. They like to have fun. Pie pinball.
Jeez.
Well, he's dead already. Not like he's going to get more dead. At least they fixed the landing gear. this guy thinks that crap on his windshield's bad.
Pow, bird shit.
It's supposed to be good luck.
It is? That's a thing. That's supposed to be good luck? I've never heard that.
I've heard that, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then I must have the best luck in the world.
Why, you get shit on my birds all the time?
My car does, yeah. Okay. Not me, no, the car. I never do.
I've gotten it once. I actually told this on Laugh and Fear because there was a scene that reminded me of it. I was actually in the backseat of my dad's car, and it came in through the window, underneath the seatbelt from the front seat, and right on my arm. It's one magic bird doo-doo to do that. Uh-oh, Billy's starting to find holes in the story. I was on North Block. I don't know you. Nothing. Diddly shit. Shit. Uh-oh. Billy's like, this guy's not going to take my spot. He's a font of misplacer. Last pick the kickball.
Night, sneaky uncle.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's just a mass murderer, so yeah.
Actually, a very smart mass murderer, though.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Hello, little girl. Have you ever heard of a prison plane?
Let me explain to you what the plan was supposed to be.
Here's what happened.
Well, you know, we put these convicts on a plane and, you know, shit went sideways. Don't worry, we'll fully compensate you for your troubles.
We had no backup plan and, well.
No contingency.
Yeah.
My personal shit's down there. Those are my shades. Oh, Billy's going down to get something. Uh-oh. I don't know why he would get off the plane.
It's not uncommon. So this has happened before?
Oh, parolees fear their release date. She's like, she knows like, oh boy, he's trying to save the day. Here we go again. Sounds like Forrest Gump. I went to meet the president again.
This Cameron's is what gotta... I get marrying a ranger. This'll teach me.
Maybe I'll think next time when after his stupid ass gets killed and trying to save this plane. One of the first things I ask, are you a ranger? They say yes, I walk away.
Pretty strong reason to keep me on that plane.
She's like, just tell him to come home. Enough of this hero shit.
Criminal line one. Oh.
Body fellas guy. Are you Larkin? I'm here in Fresno.
We got a problem here. A damn body flew out of the sky. Landed on a Volvo. Damn this thing.
What's it got to do with me? It's got your name written all over it. Oh boy.
He is also remarkably calm considering what's going on.
Yeah.
He's getting a little more disheveled, but yeah.
And here's the hotshot trying to go in and blow shit up. He's like, I don't want to hear this. We're about to get this thing.
I'm sure this will end poorly.
Yeah. I need to play in Old Chapel. It's a Lunar Airfield. Got a fast car. You can drive it.
Wait, I do have a fast car.
Yeah, his little Volkswagen? No, I ain't going to cut it.
Oh, there it is.
There's the ass kicker.
Here's the fast car.
Good thing he knows how to drive stick, huh?
Yeah, really?
I'd be screwed. I don't know how to drive stick.
With no hands, he's on the cell phone and driving a stick. That's a neat trick.
You know how to drive stick, Matt?
No.
Yeah. It's a lost art. My girlfriend knows, and she makes fun of me all the time.
I just know. I could probably figure it out. I've just never driven one. I've always driven an automatic.
I asked my father back. You know, I'm like, why didn't I ever learn how to drive stick? He goes, your mother refused to learn, so I had to buy only automatic cars.
That's the same thing with me. My dad knew how to drive one, but my mom never did. So, like, my mom doesn't know how to drive a stick. I never did.
I said, put the bunny down. Billy Bedlam figures out that Cameron, you know, is actually a good guy. And there's the bunny. Kind of tough to fight crouching.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a hell of a spot for a fight scene. Friggin' crawl space.
You don't mess with the wrong guy. Uh-oh.
Ugh, oh, God, Billy, look at his teeth. Oh.
I know, I was going to say, like, Billy needs to, oh!
Whoops.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess he doesn't need to fix his teeth now.
Yeah, kind of slipped and fell. Why couldn't you put the bunny back in the box? Oh, boy. The Renard Cliffs and some army choppers. Holy shit. It's right, Uncle Bob. Uncle Bill, whatever the hell your name is. That's Carrie Tapers, John Elvis Presley. Uncle Bob. Poor old lady's just waving. The 300 miles to apprehend fucking Ma and Pa Kettle. Two went down, one came up.
Buscemi does pull off serial killer well.
Yeah.
Jesus. Creepy.
Great ones, Dahmer, Gacy, they did because they excited them.
They were insane. I'm perfectly fine.
Hey, you're talking semantics. That is insane working, you know, 50 years in the same office.
Oh, yeah. That'd make you go stir crazy.
Oh, yeah. There are people that have been there at my job like 38 years.
Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I'm technically almost 21.
Yeah.
But I've only counted for 16. I was freelance for 5 years. That's why. Looks like the... reminds me of like the Lion King with the elephant graveyard.
It's yeah.
Like plain graveyard.
Plain graveyard, yeah.
Planes go to die. There's Larkin in the fancy car there.
Nothing shady about this place.
Nah, not at all.
Jesus. Oh, all right. It's just a pair of boots.
Just randomly sitting there.
I'm sure somebody just left those there.
Let's just drive into a little house.
Yeah, what was that? Let's just park in this empty garage. It's conveniently placed.
I think you figured out you beat the plane there. The woods. Are you there, Phil?
Jeez.
What happened to Phil? Uh-oh. I don't think Phil's okay. Oh, there's Phil.
Found him.
He's kind of dead.
A little bit. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's the plane. That's kind of fast to land here.
This is a great plan. Cusack completely by himself taking on a prison plane. An entire prison plane. This is a great idea.
Oof. A little bit of a rough landing.
Rough landing, yep.
Yeah. This guy's like, you need to get the hell out of here. Oh, no, watch out.
That'll save you. Go in the garage.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the best place right there.
No.
Watch out for the propane.
Uh-oh.
That would be bad. Yeah, that would not have ended well. Yeah, they're kind of stuck.
Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed your flight. Please exit from either the left or the right.
The current local temperature is a balmy 85 degrees. All the cons like, yeah, we're free, man. Where are we?
Summer vacation's the best. Jeez.
Oof.
That's a little excessive.
Well, you know. They don't call him Cyrus the Virus for nothing.
He was on a prison plane for a reason. Well, time to go.
Time to go. I'm just going to run.
I'm just going to pick a fight, but...
Oh, boy. He ain't doing good.
No, not at all.
Just go on, man. Oh, come on, man. Forrest carried you out of the forest in Vietnam. I could carry you off a plane.
Must be in his rider. He has to be carried in every movie he's in.
He was in Wildcats, too. I always forget that. He was Bird. It's time to off the pigs. I mean, come on, man. I'm on your side, I swear. He's trying to put a little doubt here in the criminals.
I like the subtle touch of the wind going through his hair.
It's very close. There's a Cyrus with a watchful eye here. My own proclivities are known. Lamented facts of penal lore. This is your barbecue, man.
This is your barbecue. Good.
Mr. Dog here. Put the gun down, Nathan.
I thought he was Diamond Dog. You know he's in trouble when he used his real name.
Yes. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Carlin just goes for a walk. Just gonna, yeah. See what's out in the desert. You know, 'cause that's the thing a prisoner needs to look for. A nice pretty dress.
Oh, you have to be dressed for success.
Mm-hmm. And Garland finds a trailer park. It just happens to be a little girl in a you know, empty pool playing.
Who's that weird old man in the white jumpsuit?
That says prison on it. I'm going to be a most useful mammal. Nothing.
These guys. These chuckleheads.
He's all saving the rainforest. There he is. He finds a medical thing. Of course there'd be one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Chicken feet.
And it's not any first aid I know.
Who's this guy attacking me now?
Something's coming.
Ruh-roh.
I've never been able to whistle like that.
I can do it a little. I'm not really great at it.
Now that I can do, I can yell like that, but can't do the two-finger whistle. Never been able to. Now, how does he know that just from looking?
Yeah, 10 to 12 minutes tops. I can see by the, you know, the wind resistance and the distance and all that. Hey, what's your name? Want to play?
Nothing creepy about that.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yep, they find the guys that we're supposed to be meet up with Sandino. So basically the play, oh, silencer. Sounds a fucking silence.
Oh,
right in the knee. That back kick. Black Mass.
What do I do?
It tells me Larkin's never not been in my situations. No.
What do I do?
In a minute, they'll be here. I swear. Come on.
I've never held this before. Am I doing it right?
You gonna lower yours? Sorry, boss. There's only two men I trust, and one of them's me. The other's not you. Yeah, basically, Sandino is just looking to screw over Cyrus. You can't trust a South American drug lord. Who can you trust these days? He's like, everybody keeps reminding Poe that he's a free man. He's a stubborn bastard.
He's like, Jesus, I get it.
Yeah, I'm free, but I got shit to do.
You don't have to tell me.
You spoke to my wife? Who said you could talk to my wife? Wait, you met my little girl before I met her? You asshole.
I don't think your daughter's going to understand anyway.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You were on what?
You had like three or four chances to get off that plane because you're free? What'd you do for me, Larkin? What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to save the fucking day. And I should have been Superman. Oh, there was one guy still there.
Can you imagine if they actually made that movie?
Oh, that would have been batshit crazy.
Jesus. I can't even imagine.
Batman,
I could kind of see with him.
He was good as the voice of the noir Spider-Man.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was really good in that. But Superman? I don't know.
Yeah.
See? He wasn't right. It was actually 20 minutes.
This guy, are we there yet? You said it was 10 minutes ago. I want to get to Lerner Airfield.
I got to pee. When are we there? He's poking me.
He's sick. You look sick. Want to sing?
I don't know, kid. I've been in prison for 30 years.
Saying, this got the whole world in his hands here.
Do they live at like a bomb out fallout shelter? What is this place?
I know. I don't know, but
it's like a random dresser drawer there. It looks like a nuclear bomb just hit.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, the pool's been probably drained for years.
Jesus.
It's in the middle of the fucking desert. Listen, Dino.
Gotta like, say, wouldn't be high on my list of places I want to live in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I would think
not
so.
Not high on my list.
Oh, jeez. Working, it's never in the right place at the right time.
Big black spot on his chest.
Just out in the open.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. I don't care how many people you have.
That's my plane. And they don't see Larkin at all.
Ooh.
You can't really fly with if you're missing your tail.
No, you cannot. That's...
And... Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. Poe's like, oh, shit. See, the other guy's missed the propane. These guys go right into the gas station.
Nick Cage with nary a scratch on him.
Found some antlers, though.
Oh, he looks a little worse for wear.
Yeah. Iris, help me.
Uh-oh.
I am not. Oh. Yeah, that would happen. Shake me, Jazz. It's like the scene in Fort Fairlane where he lights up Wayne Newton at the end. Again, I've always wanted to learn how to run in slow motion. I just can't figure it out.
Jeez.
Oh, hey, look, there's an old guy hiding.
Walking away from the explosion.
Kid looks like, you know, like second cousins may have gotten together.
What? What is that scene with the kid? Why?
I need a syringe. Drugs would do. What do you know, good son?
Yeah, I went to that one. There was chicken feet in it.
Don't panic. It's easy for you to say. You don't gotta take a piss. You're an old guy. You're not wearing Depends?
Yeah.
Oh, there's dead Billy. Oh, they found the firearms. Consider this audience, I'll make it simple and quick. This is the barnyard. This is the hangar. This is our plane.
Let me describe it so even you idiots can understand.
That's a rock. I remember that in the trailer. We take out the first car. We take out the last car. Get them propane tanks. Good thing these guys are in good shape here.
Yeah, really.
Scratch their eyes out.
Back to the fallout shelter again. Jesus.
Yeah, it looks like a seat out of Fallout, actually. My kids play those games.
It's like right after you leave the vault for 30 years. Yeah. Oh, a paramedic, conveniently placed paramedic car.
It's a trap. Well, you have to know that you're going into a trap. They're not the smartest guys in here.
No.
So that didn't work.
Oh, this rusty hunk of metal didn't work like I wanted it to.
You smell gas. Nobody smells gas.
They all have poor senses of smell. I can relate.
We're in the middle of the desert. It's coming out pretty fast. I have to make that thing whip there.
Yeah. Do do do.
Found one syringe. That big phone. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Lighting up like the 4th of July here.
Yeah. Was he just pulling a plane with a tractor?
Yeah, he was.
Wait a minute.
How is that not surprising in this movie?
Now, I know we're not going for realism here, but come on.
And there's Larkin trying to start a bulldozer. What the hell that thing is? Uh-oh.
This won't end well.
Here comes Johnny. He's trying to get his before everything goes to shit.
My ties in Yahtzee.
Let's do this.
There's a combo.
You remember that next time I play Yahtzee, make a Mai Tai. Because that's something you can make easily at home.
Yeah. No.
Oof. Just shit falling everywhere.
I think Larkin
can hotwire.
I think this scene was 3/4 of the budget.
Yeah, I think so.
Poor Bubba. He's in a rough way.
Yeah, he's not having a good day. Get behind the truck. And there's Poe found an old police car. Yeah, this is just amazing.
Only slightly on fire.
Well, I'm here. Hold on. Let me do this first. I'm just going to cause some shit. Oh,
Jesus.
Sorry, Johnny. It's like, what's not blowing up here in this scene?
Yeah, really. That's what I mean. It's like 3/4 of the budget was spent in the last 20 minutes.
Get back to the plane. Uh-oh.
These guys. Good Lord. Here we come to ruin everything.
There's Garland. Oh, Cochise gets killed. Aw.
Oof. Johnny got the shit kicked out of him.
Ooh.
Oh, and still is.
Bishop gets a nice shot in.
Seatbelts,
people.
In case of an emergency, oxygen masks will come from the ceiling.
Make sure you secure your mask first before your child's.
And they're off.
Oh, and the hook just happens to grab Malloy's car.
Oh, jeez. Man, Nick Cage got jacked for this, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. Go for the tires. Fuck the tires! And he sees his car.
My car!
Isn't it your car, Malloy? Could be.
Jesus, look at the license plate, you dolt.
The other day, that might seem strange.
Hi, guys, how'd I do? Uh-oh.
And there goes Malloy's car. I get. There it is.
You know what? I think that is my car.
Larkin's like, oh boy. Yeah. That's a little scratch. I mean, I have a really good body shot guy. Like, he could take care of that real good.
Buff it out. Give it a fresh cone of paint.
You little prick. Well, see, Garland didn't hurt the little girl. That guy's still running.
It's like North by Northwest in here.
I was running. Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, we have our outro music for the podcast.
There you go. Well, you don't want to go out to How Do I Live?
No. Not quite.
Yeah. I'm making Mount Rushmore. I was like, we talked about Leonardo DiCaprio. Should we go out to, the theme from Titanic? No.
No. No, thanks.
No.
Heard it enough.
Buffalo from Romeo and William Shakespeare's plus sign Romeo and Juliet. Or whatever the hell they call it.
Yes, that modern take on the Shakespeare classic.
Oh, yeah, modern take, but we're going to speak the same way.
Yeah.
Now Cyrus finds out what happened. And he's just a little upset. Someone killed poor Billy Bedlam.
Not Billy Bedlam.
Not Billy. He picked up.
Just blame it on Steve Buscemi. Uh-oh.
Don't listen to a man.
The insulin made him crazy. That's not how insulin works.
You've been near death the entire trip. It was you. It's like, no.
Yeah, really.
Ooh.
Hello.
Cyrus just shoots him right in the gut.
I don't think insulin will fix that.
My birthday is July 14th. I'm going to see my daddy first time forever. Make a move.
Not the bunny.
No, not the bunny. Stop firing at my plane. Detroit crowd like usual.
Mr. Cusack has had it with Malloy's shit.
Oh, Malloy, you asshole.
Oh,
He's just like, I'm flying a plane, man.
I don't know who this is.
Why are you near death in every movie you're in, Bubba? Yeah,
just thinking the same thing. I wonder if that's in his rider too, along with being carried in the movie. He has to die in it too.
Well, he was in one of the Final Destination movies too.
Yes, that's right.
He tries to stop him. Like, nope. Big damn spivey looking motherfucker.
Good lord.
Just gets shot in the arm, just keeps going.
It's all that adrenaline.
You do it, don't you? Shoot my fucking plane, you asshole. I love a high pitched scream. Okay. He slaps it. I'm the new cat to put this thing down.
Look at me. Dredd? It looked like him. Jesus.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. I'm the
captain now. Well, that seems a little excessive. There's Judge Dredd again. Jeez. I am the law.
Come on, we can take a shot. We're not over civilians. I said hold fire.
Well, Cyrus has figured out what's going on.
Have a little temper tantrum there.
Just gets cold cocked across the face.
The bishop gets a shot in. Oof. Have you ever been to Vegas?
Have not.
The airport is it only allows for one plane in and one plane out at a time, so everybody's got it's like a very small like landing.
Jesus.
Because of the mountains around it, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's very cool though. Especially
boy, for a place like Vegas, that seems
yeah. Well, I gotta remember a lot of people drive to Vegas.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I stayed at the Mandalay Bay one of the times I was there, and mm-hmm. we could see the airport from where we were, so we could see the planes coming in.
Yeah. No, I've always wanted to go, but
oh,
closest once... I've been to Atlantic City. That's about it.
Atlantic City is like
yeah,
you can't. Go to Atlantic City after you've been to Vegas. It's like, oh, really?
Well, I mean, once you get off the boardwalk in Atlantic City, it's like nothing, you know?
I've been there. Trust me. It's, Atlantic City is great value Las Vegas.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, you got the other casinos up here, which aren't bad, but...
Right.
Atlantic City has gotten better, but used to be the shit. I've been there. I've been to the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I went... when did I go to Atlantic City? Like 5 years ago, probably. So fairly recently.
Yeah, that's a long ass drive. they're landing in Old Vegas, that's called. This is like where like you know, all the little this is like where the Rat Pack was. This is like not where like the new ones are.
Right.
Like Bellagio and all that. Mm-hmm. Just land in Mill Street. And Carlin's just sitting there singing. Come on, let's go to the casino. Go to the casino, he said. Right, yeah. We'll have a fun night, he said. Yeah. Friggin' plane came and landed on the street.
In the news today, a plane landed in the front door of Circus Circus.
Driver of the white Corvette. We are shit out of road. The Sands. I think that's what the hell is where the Wynn, I think, is where the Sands was. I think. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I've been to there's a Sands in Pennsylvania I went to.
Ah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Not only is he going to kill you, he's going to take it out on your family.
Oof. Well, there goes the white Corvette that you didn't move.
Well, it just goes right through the plane. Uh-oh. I would get out of that booth if I was you. Oh.
Jeez.
Right through the front door.
Hey. All seven.
It's just not the same anymore. Where they switched over to like... Yeah,
everything's the paper now.
Yeah, electronic. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You know, I don't want to carry around a bucket of quarters, but it was always like...
some of them still make the noise, even if you're still doing the paper.
Like yeah.
You'll hear the coin noise. Oh, he's in a way.
Yeah, kind of got messed up a little bit. there's Poe.
Also appears to be in a way.
Yeah.
And also apparently stumbled onto the set of Alien.
This guy who's near death again.
How am I doing? Oh, you're doing fine.
Head count. Say here when I call your name. Check you out the hospital, son. Oop. I always think like a piano should be playing like do do do. Look what he did to my plane. he's dead. Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah, very much. He's very much dead.
And his arm is, you know, not attached to his body anymore. I got a birthday party to get to you. We'll get to that.
Thank you for saving me, even though I'm a complete mess.
take care, Salad Bishop.
I'm going to have to spend a week in the hospital, but thank you.
Next time, take the bus. That was good advice. Go with Ginny and your mom. Oh, there goes Cyrus. Cyrus. Grissom. I think Cyrus, as smart as a guy as he is, he really didn't try to get away conspicuously.
No. Let's get on the back of this fire truck.
Well, Diamond Dog is he driving it? Oh, Swamp Thing's driving, that's right. Doesn't matter what it is. I've always wanted to go. I've never been to this part here. This thing, I forgot what it's called, but you can zip line through there.
Jesus.
The cop's dropping a donut. Oh, get down. It's like a scene out of Chips.
Thank God he's got the jacket on. Safety first.
He's like, does that gun work? Well, fucking use it, you dick shit. Oh, I guess you're out of bullets. Sorry, Larkin. Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
There goes Diamond Dog. That takes some serious upper body strength. Larkin in his sandals.
Is he wearing a helmet while driving that?
Yeah, he's got like an army helmet. he had on.
Well, safe, like I said, safety first.
Yeah. I think he's more just like a nut bar.
Yes. Who can fly a plane? Oh.
Oh, well, stand him right in the way. That's got to
hurt. Agonizing scream. Yeah, you bet.
Cameron Poe would probably do good on American Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
hit me in my bad arm. Yeah, how about this? Don't tell me Swamp Thing was in for something to do with like reckless driving. I'm not sure. Here's the fire hose in there. Oh. That's funny, that thing's filling up. Oh, like there's a wax museum. Binion's.
Oh.
Binion's is like one of the oldest casinos.
Jeez.
So through a window, through a window, wires,
into power lines.
And then just happens to land, you know, where bunny flying everywhere. He lands on a conveyor belt.
Jeez.
Puts him up to a thing that breaks rocks.
Oh, and there goes. Mm-hmm. Say goodnight.
Bye, Cyrus. He's kind of dead.
A little bit. In his face. Just shell shock in his face.
Oh no, the bunny! Oh, he got out. Thank God, there's no a clown down there, right?
I took the words right out of my mouth. Say that.
Dirty ass bunny. Oh, Karen Poe trust Larkin. They find it weird thing. You okay? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this worked out much better than shooting it down. Sorry about your car. I was bored with that car anyway.
Cue up the Trisha Yearwood.
Sometimes I have to watch her cooking show with my girlfriend.
Cooking show?
Yeah, she hosts a cookie show. That's what they kind of do after some important law of celebrities. Valerie Bertinelli does one now, too.
You look different.
I meant to get a haircut, hummingbird. Hello, Cameron. You had all this time to get a haircut and you couldn't. Way to go, Cameron. No, I don't want that dirty ass bunny. Hold on, let me wipe it on my sweaty, dirty t-shirt.
My bloodstained t-shirt, that'll clean it.
Come on, take your father's bunny.
Dad, you look like hell.
Aw, she takes the bunny. Aw. Aw, the music crescendos. If you don't tear up here, you don't have a soul. The reunion of the Poe family.
Cusack just watching longingly. What about my wife?
New shootout coming out. Maybe that's the dice. That's symbolism. Let me get a fruity drink here.
And we end the movie.
Yes. Oh, fun time.
Man, that movie is quite a trip. It is a wild ride and a great choice, Andy. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Serious action movies are great, but yep, nothing like a big, dumb action movie.
I agree 1,000%.
I tell you.
All right. So as we wrap things up here, Andy, anything you wish to plug?
Oh, of course. Plug away. Everything going on here at Place to Be Nation, basically, I kind of, you know, run some things behind the scenes here. But for me personally, you can check out Laughing Theater with Glenn Butler. That should be posted by the time you hear this. We watch Robin Hood Men in Tights. Year in Pop, 1986 is currently out. 1987 hopefully will be available for your listening pleasure before the end of the year. Hopefully, I'm trying to get more great debates. What else? Oh, Matt, you're going to be on Blockbuster Rewind.
Yes, I am. I'm very much looking forward to it.
With my co-hosts, Scott and Eric, we're going to be talking about The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
So all the movies, not just the first one. So that's a good time. And also on the wrestling feed, I have a new evolution coming very soon. Tim Capel is coming by, and we're going to break down the career of one Diamond Dallas Page. And hopefully another great debate wrestling. Other than that, just check out PlaceNation.com and everything going on this great feed, the PlaceNation Pop feed.
All right, awesome. And as for me, you know the shows I'm on if you listen to this. Highway to the Impact Zone, check that out. Jenny and the Gems, of course, check that out. Making Mount Rushmore, all that stuff. Listen to everything on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling and here on the Pop feed. So, with all that being said, thus concludes another episode of Piece of the Action. Once again, thanks to my guest, Andy Atherton. Andy, this was great. Thank you.
No, thank you, madam. It was my pleasure.
All right, and we will see you next time.